Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talking about the Pirates imploding before our very eyes, wondering if today would be the day with a day off here, start anew tomorrow with a new manager and general manager, but we're creeping toward noon and nothing has happened. So we're talking about Ben Cherington as perhaps, and I would say is, the worst general manager in the history of Pittsburgh sports. I went through all of that. What amazes me is that some people still give this guy a free pass, and I've never commented underneath a column that I wrote. The comment section is always interesting to read, Limits. But I've never responded to any of them until today. A guy named Bill says essentially blaming Cherington is like blaming a German infantry soldier for World War II. And someone under that says that's true. It's hard to evaluate Cherington in the middle of a dumpster fire. No, it's not. As I've mentioned a million times, and as the story mentioned, the team owner is far and away the person to blame here, above all. Indisputable. Everybody on the planet agrees with that. But that doesn't mean that the GM gets a free pass. There's still plenty of blame left for the GM. And it's such a simple argument to make. Neil Huntington, under similar financial constraints, won here. End of argument, I win. Lots of other small payrolls in Major League Baseball have won and win. End of argument. So I'm just sort of startled sometimes by people's inability to hold more than one idea in their head at once. Both things can be true. Bob Nutting is by a million miles the main culprit here, and he's the one who hired Cherington, and Cherington can be independently evaluated. First of all, you say you want to give Cherington a free pass. He came here. He's a smart guy. He came here knowing the constraints. The Pirates' financial history is pretty easy to ascertain if you have a computer. He knew what he was getting himself into. And then secondly, the guy before him won. Now, he flamed out at the end, but he got the Pirates to the playoffs three straight years. And yes, they didn't get far, but I would argue in any of those years, if they win the wild card game, they were built to go much further. 95, certainly. Those are good baseball teams. So please don't tell me that Ben gets some sort of free pass here because of the handcuffs he has on him. Make do. There isn't one player that he developed that's in their batting order who's any good. He's been here for 6 years. Hold two ideas at once if possible. 412-928-9370. Meanwhile, It almost feels like it would be merciful toward Shelton to move on from him at this time.
He has aged like 30 years in the last six.
Yeah, those before and after presidential photos from, you know, across history. He's aging at 10 times that rate. I mean, this is almost cruel and unusual. Let's hear from Shelty after the game last night. It seems like he's out of answers.
I don't know if the poor guy's hair can get any grayer right now.
Let's hear it.
Shelty, what can you take away from a quality start from Mitch today?
Yeah, I thought Mitch threw the ball well. I mean, they scored a run on, you know, Scott was moving on a single, and we're talking about one of the faster guys in the game, and then ground ball down the line in a jam shot. But I thought overall he had really good stuff.
What did you see from Sonny Gray today?
Ability to execute the ball to both sides of the plate. Sinker and the cutter look like they're working. I mean, I know he hasn't been as sharp as of late, but I think this is the guy we saw earlier in the year.
What kind of adjustments do you feel like you guys could have made against Sonny?
I think that's a tough one today because of the fact that he executed and we really couldn't get anything going.
Shelton, the way the season has started, either you or the team, however you want to answer, how do you keep your head up?
I mean, we just have to. We got to figure out a way to get through this.
What's the message to the team to get through this?
I think right now that's what we're working through. I wish I had a good answer for that.
Offensively, you know, still kind of trying to look for answers as to how to just kind of adequately provide support, you know, for the starting pitchers, you know, all yesterday and Mitch today.
Yeah, I mean, we got to score runs. I mean, we're throwing the ball well, and we're not getting anything to show for it.
Oh, boy. So the message to the team is I'm trying to figure that out right
now? There's no message.
I guess he's right. There's nothing to say. There's nothing to say here anymore. It's like the end of any relationship. It's just like, yeah, there's pretty much nothing left to say.
If you were listening to your radio and just taking a shot every time you hear Derek Shelton say, we need to be better, we need to hit, we need to do this, you would be drunk by this point in the season.
They're throwing the ball well. During this time in which they've lost, let's see, they were 8-12, which means they're 4-14 or 4-16, something like that. In that stretch, they've lost games 10-7, 8-4, 9-2, 9-0, 8-3, 9-4, 6-3, and 5-0. If that's throwing the ball well, I'd hate to see it if they weren't throwing it well, Limits. What, would they be giving up 20 runs a game?
Apparently, yeah, it'd be a free-for-all.
Throwing the ball well? What?
Falter has an ERA over 5. Keller has been just okay.
He hasn't even been that. They're giving up. Their starting pitching's dropped to the bottom half of the league, hasn't it? And it's not like the bullpen has been stellar. When you're giving up 10, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 4, 6, 5 in a stretch of games, you're not throwing the ball well. Although, compared to their hitting, you know, they're the 92 Atlanta Braves with the way they're throwing the ball.
They are last in all of baseball in runs scored per game. Would you like to guess how many runs scored per game they average?
2.5?
Wrong.
I like that.
Wrong. Yep.
I do like that.
You like how I got you back
yes,
there?
Yes, you tell me.
3.1. They're averaging 3 runs per game.
Limits. I read yesterday where, how many times have they been shut out? 7?
Well,
6?
I think it's just gone up to 7, yeah.
Okay, what's the all-time record? 33, I believe. You're the beat writer. Can you look it up? Well, guess what the record is. Guess which team has the record. Wrong.
I'm going to guess the...
Wrong. It's the St. Louis Cardinals.
1962 Mets. Nope.
No, that would be a good guess, actually. I think the record's 33.
It is. By the 1908 St. Louis Cardinals.
Ron Cook covered that team.
He did.
Little known fact, he moved to St. Louis for a year.
That was after he covered the Pirates in the 1903 World Series.
That's right. And he covered the Cardinals in later years. Mark McGuire was a great home run hitter. And listen to this, Limits. Listen to this.
Man, he was great.
Listen to this, Limits. Listen. They're on pace to do that. Are they not? Divide 7 by 30. How many games have they played? Huh? 36?
No, they've played 38.
So 7 divided by 38 equals 18.4 times 162. They're on pace to be shut out 30 times.
They're getting close. They could approach it.
Should they celebrate like they did getting the first pick a couple years ago?
Should they throw a parade like the 0-16 Browns did around the stadium?
No, they should celebrate the way they did after getting the first pick a few years ago.
Remember how excited they were when they got the Paul Skeens pick, video that they posted? Right. A lot of people use that as a meme now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I get it. You won the draft lottery to get him or Cruz at the time, you're thinking, and that was awesome. But for the manager to be in there clapping with the team executives, like, hooray, I took us to the very bottom of the league. What are we doing? Limits.
I never thought about it that way.
It reminded me of McClendon, I think, one year. They busted out the champagne when they won, like, their 75th game or some strange thing like that.
Did he bring the base with him that he stole from first?
What a great moment that was. I was with my friend Vince Pallotta, and I went to get ice cream, and I missed the whole thing. The last thing I saw was McClendon descending into the dugout holding the base.
When Miles Garrett swung the helmet at Mason Rudolph in that game on a Thursday night, I realized that the game was over, so I left the room to get a couple of things. I had to drive back up to college because I came home to watch the game with my dad, and he just starts yelling, "Get in here! Get in here! Look what just happened!" I'm like, "What the hell just happened?"
I almost missed that too, and I was covering the game.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Because, you know, you want to get down to the locker room on time. And I was about to leave, and then that happened. You might say it changed my column for the next day limits. Do we have anybody who wants to weigh on this, or has apathy set in with the callers as well?
I think a lot of apathy has set in, but some people are saying that the Pirates need torpedo bats, which I don't think
some of them already have them, don't they?
Or do
they miss the shipment on that?
It might be a little bit late. It might have got stolen like the Yager bobbleheads did. Someone else said that you didn't like the Yager bobblehead comment.
I did. It was good. I think things are funny and I laugh inside.
Oh, but just not on the outside. The Pirates are right there with the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns, one texter says. How about that? St. Louis Browns.
Never want to be with them. Yeah, the St. Louis Browns.
No. A couple of people ripped me for my defense of Charrington that wasn't meant as a defense of Charrington.
No, but it sounded like one.
It did, and I didn't mean it that way because there's no defending what this last 6 years has been.
Let's hear somebody rip you just for the heck of it. I always like that.
Somebody says, this is some argument from Austin on Charrington. Somebody else says that I was backtracking because I said something stupid. And that's all you needed to do to begin with. I said,
this is karma for you after calling Bob's opinion ridiculous yesterday.
I said, no. Like, obviously, I'm not trying to say that Charrington at all has done a good job, because he has not.
I know. Don't make the point again.
I will not.
You'll just dig the hole deeper.
And I said, no. Joe just didn't understand what I was saying.
Yes. Well, there you go. Another underhanded shot at me.
And to be fair, I don't know if I understood what I was saying.
Yeah. Well, that's, again, what I love about you, your ability to laugh at yourself.
I'll admit when I'm wrong and
when
I say something stupid about myself.
Nobody undermines a Limits argument like Limits himself.
Well,
it really does.
If you're not going to do it, somebody else has to, apparently.
So are you feeling emboldened today by your attack on Bob? Or how would you describe the inner feeling when you woke up today?
No feeling at all.
Yeah.
We're good. I think it's just something that you are trying to spark potentially more.
Me? The texters were all over you yesterday.
Yeah, but Bob and I both equally said at the time.
And plus, I think it really resonated with the other host. Did Crowley mention this to you this morning?
Briefly.
What did he say?
He thought that my argument that Drew Aller is better than Will Howard.
I don't care about that. It's your attack on Bob that's the news
here.
He
was surprised that I went at it with Bob, but he thought that it was kind of brave of me to do so.
Dickerson or Bostic say anything?
Dickerson did not say anything. Pat Bostic thought that he didn't really say anything about the way that me and Bob went at it, but he does think that Will Howard is a better quarterback.
And how about Harry Callis? Did he register
an opinion?
No comment from Harry.
No.
He hasn't made many of those lately, has he? All right. Where do we go from here? You tell us, Limits. I can't wait for our next guest, if only I knew who it was.
Garrett Padel of CBS Sports will join us.
Oh, I like him.
Yes,
and
he's
like
joined us before.
His stuff.
He is the one that had the interview with Travis Hunter before the draft, where Hunter said, if I don't play both ways, I will threaten to quit playing football.
This guy's very good at what he does. I want to get his reaction to the Pickens trade. In fact, the noon hour is going to be dedicated to that because there was a wide, and I mean wide, range of reaction to George Pickens going to the Cowboys. Everything from, wow, look at the genius of Mike Tomlin again. He gets these guys, gets the most out of them, and then he deals them at the perfect time. To which I was going to reply to the guy on Twitter who wrote that last night, some analytics guy, but I didn't because I didn't feel like getting in a firestorm. I was going to write to him, subtweet, don't forget about the time in Pittsburgh when these receivers implode and contribute to the ruination of seasons, and then the team moves on from them before their second contract and is constantly chasing the position and is still short even as we speak in the receiver room. Don't forget about that part while you're lauding Tomlin for his genius on receivers. My God, Limits. Who are you talking to now that's not
Pony,
on the radio show with
that,
me?
Pony, who said that he could beat me in an argument with two hands behind his back very easily the other day. And I said, and he claims that it was a joke. Pony, you claimed it was a joke. That doesn't really sound like a joke to me.
Pony, let's get Pony's reaction to your attack on Bob, because this is resounding through Pittsburgh radio.
The reaction to
Andrew
Bob
Filippone
and I going
enters
back and
the
forth.
Building. A lot of people were alarmed, taken aback.
Alarmed.
With Limits attacking basically the Godfather and calling his opinion ridiculous.
Was it attacking or was it
Andrew,
just good old family banter back and forth
you
between
sent,
two people on the radio?
No, you sent Bob reeling with that. And it was the talk of the town and certainly the station, yes?
I thought it upstaged all the Pickens stuff yesterday.
Oh, yeah, did it?
So did I.
I thought the same thing listening to you guys.
I said it at the time that we now have a new topic. What did you make?
His face turned beet red. On the YouTube screen, I heard Bob's I'm talking
Bob's,
about.
Yeah.
Like, Bob got, that was not like fake angry or angry for show or for fun. That was legitimately a man who's probably the most successful sportscaster in this city's history getting very mad that you, a 24-year-old, called him out for an opinion.
Okay, so if Joe would have called him out, then you think it would have been different.
100%.
So you're saying that he has a lot more respect for Joe than me, which I think is fair, but why are you denigrating my age in this?
Well, because you haven't.
You said it yourself.
You don't have the
yesterday.
Credentials or resume. It's not that you disagreed with him. It was the way in which you disagreed with him.
How are you supposed to build up those credentials and resume then?
I don't know. You can have a healthy back and forth of the guy without name calling and bashing him.
I didn't call him ridiculous. I called the take ridiculous.
I don't know.
It's like when Ron.
I kind of admired the spunk
of
this
guy.
Oh, so do I. You know?
It reminded me of myself, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, he'll go after anybody.
I saw some of you and me.
Well, there we go. Some people will think that's a bad thing. I consider it a good thing.
I mean, I didn't appreciate you reading that text about me playing a certain instrument on the air yesterday, but that's okay.
I did not read it yesterday.
What?
You didn't hear that?
It was like a week ago. The fact that you're just hearing about it now.
One we can't name?
Well, he was about to read a word.
And I figured.
And then he stopped himself.
I probably am not allowed to say
that. He started the word so people knew what the word was.
That you were a flute player
at
one point.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I didn't
still
realize
carrying that one
crux
around
of that joke.
Oh, yes, you did.
I honestly
what,
did
are you
not.
Born yesterday?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, come on now.
This guy is a living embodiment of it's easier to beg for forgiveness than ask
for permission.
I mean, he's testing the boundaries.
You've
of,
also
of
completely
radio.
Backed off your. The reason why Bob won that argument is because you backpedaled faster than Deion Sanders on your Aller take.
That is not
yes,
even
it
close
is.
To true.
You said, and Bob was right to call you out for it. You said, well, if he shows it this year, and Bob said, well, anybody could show it this year. And then you, I think, Joe, like, pressed him on it. Like, is he going to be a good quarterback or not? And you said he might be if he plays well this year.
And I said, yes, I do think he's going to be a really good quarterback.
Yes, but it took you saying if he plays well this year and also admitting that he has sucked in big games. It was like the least compelling persuasive argument I'd ever heard.
Well, that's your opinion.
I think it's the opinion of many.
Tell him you think it's a ridiculous opinion like Bob's.
Yeah, it is very ridiculous.
Here we go again.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.
We're 6 minutes over time.
I know. Garrett Padel is currently calling me trying to wonder what's going on now, and I have to tell him that.
It's a little delay of game penalty.
The show can go long.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.